And right now, we are joined on our five-star telecom talk and text line by the aforementioned Luke Bengston. Coach Bengston, thank you very much for being part of the program, and welcome to lacrosse.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys. I was listening to your guys' interview with Coach Schmidt, and you guys already seem like my kind of guys, man. I'm fired up to be here.
Well, we are so excited to have you here, my friend. And, you know, looking through, you know, your biography that was sent over to us by Dave Johnson yesterday, and, you know, taking a look at some of your accomplishments, we are very, very lucky to have you in tow here. Let me start off by asking, what was the number one thing that drew you to the Eagles? Was it the position? Was it the town? What was that one thing that you said, got to go there?
People. Absolutely. It's about people, and especially in the coaching business, because your success is completely dependent on every other coach on staff. And it was one of those deals where this, the first time that I talked to Mike, it just kind of clicked, you know, and it was someone I was like, man, if I can get in on this and if I can get this opportunity, I'm gonna swing for the fences and go after it. And I think he kind of alluded to, you know, that I did. I had a whole bunch of people reach out to him on my behalf because I wanted to be here.
You know, Coach Schmidt has talked to me about a lot of the coaches that you've been around and you've coached under, and a lot of the people that you've learned from. And I think probably the biggest name that most people are going to ask you about, so I'll just ask you on the air right now about him, is Brett Bielema. Obviously working for him at Arkansas. Yep. Talk about working with Coach Bielema there, and what'd you get from him? What'd you learn from him?
Yeah, he was awesome, and especially to us young coaches, he really, really treated us well and treated us with respect and made us feel like our roles were really important. The biggest thing about Coach B is just his attention to detail and how organized he is. I mean, we would come in, and he had an itinerary of exactly what he wanted to accomplish and what he wanted our staff to accomplish every single day. So the organizational side of it, and then he's a phenomenal communicator. And with us coaches, he always knew exactly what he wanted and where he stood. So those are the two biggest things I took from him, is organization and communication.
Well, Coach Bengston, you know, when we're thinking about the University of Wisconsin lacrosse, obviously we don't have the same kind of athletes that you're going to get at a Division I school or even where you were at with Division II Fairmont State, but we do get an interesting mix of athletes, student athletes here at UWL. As an offensive coordinator, what's your number one charge with this Eagles team? Are you trying to increase their scoring, which they did pretty well last year and the year before under Landry? Are you trying to institute a new mindset? What's your main focus with this group of offensive players?
Sure. First of all, I mean, they did. The last guy, Landry, I mean, he did a phenomenal job, and obviously going to 8-2, and they put up a whole bunch of points. And, of course, we want to score a bunch of points. I mean, you know, that's how we're going to win games. But the biggest thing right now is for us is just learning, you know, what the players' talents are, what the returning guys, you know, knowing the coaches, us all getting to know each other, installing the system and the plays and everything. That's kind of secondary right now. It's just, we got to figure out, you know, who we are as coaches and people, and then we'll kind of build off of it from there. But there's certainly a lot of talent that comes back, too. I mean, people are talking about what we lost, but I'm going to focus on what we're returning. And they did an unbelievable job of recruiting freshmen. And if the freshmen that we're bringing in this fall, if they're the best players, they're absolutely going to play. I got no issue doing that.
Now, obviously, we've talked to Coach Schmidt about the job hire, and, you know, obviously they talked about you being the guy, like, right away. Obviously, they talked about that right away. How about your end of things, though? How many schools were you looking at? Where were you all applying at? Where were you looking to go?
Yeah, I did have some opportunities, and, you know, I was really grateful to be in the mix for all that stuff, and won't get into exactly all the specific ones, but it was definitely a wide array. There were some Division I opportunities, and there were Division III and Division II, and I got a call about being an offensive coordinator over in a league in Germany, actually, too.
Oh,
I mean, it was – I was actually in South Africa when I was getting a call from a league in Germany, and I end up in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Well, so, I would say that's probably all over.
It kind of all worked out, but I knew I wanted to be here again after I talked to Mike, and once I started to research the place. I mean, this place – there's no reason we can't win the whole thing and start building it and get it back to, you know, where they had it. And they've won three national championships, and very few programs can say that in their history they've won three national championships.
Well, let me tell you what. Again, we're on our five-star telecom talk and text line with the new offensive coordinator of the UWL Eagles football program, Luke Bengston. And Coach, we've got a poll question this morning for our listeners, and the question was simply, how many games do you think the Eagles can win now that you're in tow? 40% of respondents say D3 national champs, 10% 40% say 10 wins or a trip to the playoffs. So right now, without even coaching a single game for UWL, you have already got 80% of our respondents thinking this is a playoff or a national championship team. I mean, that's got to feel pretty good.
Well, gee, no pressure on that, huh?
Yeah, none at all. None at all.
And just remember, we've got high expectations on the show, too. So
yeah,
we need you
very
on
high
three times a month. Yeah. In all seriousness, Coach, when we look at this Eagles team, and last year the 8-2 record really showcased, you know, a lot of forward momentum and, you know, upward mobility for this Eagles football program.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that some of what you have learned under Coach Bielema, I mean, working in Division II at Fairmont in West Virginia, and some of those other recruiting tricks are also going to sort of, I wouldn't say tricks, but, you know, techniques, are also going to come to play when it comes to UWL? Because, you know, again, it's a specific kind of student-athlete that can come here. But do you think that some of what you have learned is going to, you know, transfer over when you're talking to kids on the recruiting trail and telling them why UWL can be a great fit for them academically and athletically?
Yeah, it absolutely will. I mean, no matter what level, I mean, kids are kids and players are players. And at the end of the day, they all want to go somewhere where they can get a great education. And that football is important to the town, to the city, to the area, and to the school. And just, I mean, the fact that you guys are having me on, and I've been on the news last night, and I've been on other radio interviews, I mean, this truly is remarkable for the level of attention that's going on at UWL. And for the guys that we're going to be recruiting, they're going to be hard-pressed to find any type of attention like this, even at the Division II and a lot of the FCS levels. They're not going to have this. I mean, I've been there, and I've seen those guys and had new coaches come in, and they don't get the same attention that you guys are giving. So this place sells itself, and the fact that now they're winning again, and we're winning again, and obviously our plan is to keep winning and winning bigger, I mean, it's just going to sell itself.
Now, Coach, our next question here comes from our talk and text line, Five Star Telecom talk and text line. Jeff texted in, and he said, ask you if you're related to the old Packer coach, Phil Bengston. Are you related to him at all, too?
I'm not, but I've had that question a few times, actually. I wish I was. I'd have some better lineage, but
right.
No, I'm not.
Well, that's okay. I thought it was just a great chance to get a first question from one of our listeners here. And, you know, what's in a name?
Absolutely.
What's in a name
great
anyways?
Question.
Art Carney is somebody I could have been referenced with. And, heck, I'm You'd probably glad that we're not related.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyhow, Coach Bengston, we surely appreciate your time this morning. Again, introducing you to our listeners is absolutely a pleasure of ours. And we can't wait until the spring football and regular football season starts. We've got so much more to come with the University of Wisconsin Lacrosse. Again, appreciate your time this morning. Have a great rest of your day here in town, and we'll look forward to meeting up with you soon.
Absolutely. Can't wait to meet you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.